Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Nun Gimel, the beginning of Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Aleph from the base at the Mishnah. A donkey may go out with a mardas, which is a small saddle left on it even when no one's riding, for warmth, donkeys, because donkey's always cold. So he may go out with a mardas when it's tied to it. Avichoim yitzim, levivim, rechilis, yitzis, shechuzis, kavulis, vekavunis, vaizim, tsurais. Rams may go out levuvim. We can explain all these terms. Female sheep may go out shechuzos, kavulos, and kavunos. Goats may go out with their udders wrapped. Rabbi Yosi Oiseh b'kulam chutz min arachelim ha-kavunos. And Rabbi Yosi forbids all of these except for sheep that are kavunos. Rabbi Yudah imeh izim yotzim b'zois liyavish avaloi lechalev. Rabbi Yudah permits goats to go wrapped. To be dry means not to produce milk, but not for milk means wrapped loosely. They will not inhibit the milk or in order to catch drops, or certainly to prevent dripping. The Gemara says, Shmuel Amar b'kashur lo imer Shabbos. Shmuel says about the donkey that may go out with a maldas is when it was tied to it from before Shabbos, when we not tie on Shabbos because this is called using an animal. Chanin m'guftaya Amar goy mishmuel v'vchia ba'ashi l'nai kein. Hanina of Guftaya said to Shmuel that the B'chir Ba'ashi did not do so in Tzvali, he tied it on Shabbos. Amalei Nahig, Shisei Rav, Beklasturin. Shmuel said Rav, his Rebbe, did so only for Klasturin, which is a basket for it to eat from. The Tani is Chorim Yotzim, Beklasturin. As the Baisa says, that rams may go out Klasturin. Yotzim Ahisiv, Rabbi Acha, Bar Papa, Komi Rabbi Zira, Vahatani, Chevel, Shukosha, Bepara, Koshin Oisiv, Arvus. Arvus, Koshin Oisiv, Bepara. I have a question against Shmuel from Rav Acha bar Papa to Rabbi Zeira, quoting from Abaisa, a rope tied on one end to a cow, one may tie the other end to a feeding trough. If one end is tied to a trough, one may tie the other end to a cow. Nicha b'power, koshin oisei b'avos, b'avos koshin oisei b'power, v'le nimsa mishtamish b'sidei behema b'shabbos. Granted, when it is tied to a cow, one may tie it to a trough, but when it's tied to a trough, why may one tie it to a cow? Does it not turn out that he used sides of an animal on Shabbos? Amar Rabba, Tipate, Bekshoim, She'inan, Shel Kayama. Rabba answered that the case is not a permanent knot, and therefore we are not concerned for using the sides of an animal. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Shiniya, who said the behema ben Keshashu, Shel Kayama, ben Keshashu, She'inan, Shel Kayama. Rabbi Yosi objects and says, is there any difference about using sides of an animal between a permanent knot and a non-permanent knot? Amar Rabbi Shammai Tipate Kav Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shammai answered that the Baisa is like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Tani Shimon ben Elazar Omer Mutar Lishtamesh Al Sidei Yishrei Ilan B'Shabbos. As Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar taught in the Baisa that one may use sides of a tree on Shabbos. He said the Behema, he said the Ilan, sides of an animal have the same law as sides of a tree. Amar Rabbi Mana Kiamtir B'Misapek Chevel Al Chevel. Rabbi Mana answered, no, I explained that the Baisa is to permit tying a rope tied to a trough, to a rope tied to a cow, which is not called using an animal. Zachorim yotzim levuvim. The Mishnah said that rams may go out levuvim. Shu noisin or mekursinoin keneged liboy v'humatris keneged chaya. And the explanation is that hard tanned hide is put over the heart of the animal, the ram, in order to protect it from attacking wild animals.